Yeah, me never know so I saw you stay. Ragamuffin Jack and they must come to flash it same way. Oh, oh, oh. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad can rock top. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. Follow me. Your pretty face and bad can rock top. Then the kind of living can hold chaka. So girl, you're pretty. Your face ain't pretty, but you can rock the dirty. Girl, you just act too flirty, flirty. You run to Tom Dick and also hurry. And when you find your mistake, you talk about your sorry. Sorry, sorry. The girl a boss and a rag on, she looks sexy. All she worship is being vanity. The girl a boss and a rag on, she look ready. When she wash her clothes, it dirty. Girl, you not ready. If you can't cook for me, girl, you not ready. If you can't wash for me, girl, you not ready. If you know you're flirty, flirty, flirty. You put your face on bad character. Then the kind of living can hold you.
Radio show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Some days, some nights. surrounding air apparent. He might be a peasant, but shine like a man. Royalty, he to the people and land. Loyalty, we witness of a ball to hear this. See sickness in the ocean of wickedness. Set sail to the sunset, no second guessing. All he's down with the spirit of Wild West. The quote unquote cold stand a tester. Time for the chosen ones to find the best. No cool minds that ever grace the face of hemisphere. With the fear fly over the blue yard, where the sky meets the sea and I meets no eye. And boy meets world and became a man to serve the bird to. Say the day, the night, and the girl too. Some days, some nights, some live, some die. And the way of the samurai, some fight, some bleed. Sun up, the sun down, the sun of a barren bride. Some days, some nights, some live, some die. In the name of the samurai, some fight, some bleed. Sun up, the sun down, the sun of a barren bride.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. You're listening to Heather and
Julia
for the next hour from 5 to 6. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. So we have a very special feature show for you today. And Julia, I'll let you take it away for setting us up with that.
Okay. This playlist is taken mostly from the Samurai Champloo. It was like a late night anime I remember watching in high school. Mm-hmm. On Adult Swim, I think.
Yeah.
And they have, I thought it was really cool. It was a really different take, the music that they played on than the animes that I remember watching. It featured a lot of hip hop and sampling, and I thought, man, that's real cool. So the artists from this soundtrack are Nujabes and his mentor. Well, not mentor, but the guy that inspired him, and then the other people that he worked with, and we just kind of, you know, spired out from there, I guess. Mm-hmm. So that last one was the theme song, Battle Cry, featuring Shingo 2, who is a Japanese rapper that kind of came of age in, well, Tanzania, oddly enough, Tokyo, and San Francisco. Mm. And San Francisco is where he found his hip-hop roots. Oh, it's pretty cool. And the next one coming up is Lady Brown. Mm-hmm. And Nujabes takes music from a super old samba guitar player and lays it over with rapper Sistar. Mm-hmm. So this is not from Samurai Champloo, but this is one of the artists that was on the list.
Pressure cold to a diamond, eyes forever shining. Your beauty alone inspire a nigga to rhyme it. Thinking of the better things in life, thinking of how I could persuade you to become a wife. Hand in hand as we floating over tropical sands. You my lady, I'm your man, so let's further advance to the next scene. Me sleeping next to you resting. You're the personification of all God's blessings. Coming to me in just one physical being, one physical dream that I want to redeem. Yo, voluptuous, sweet caramel, brown honeydew. Satin skin smooth to the touch, what a nigga do. So sensual, her smile like a chemical extract of perfection. Rare mineral, she smell like a happy birthday on a Thursday. Quiet time, love, sleeping, awake early. Honey brown with the long black hair, teasing me with a kiss and a stare. Slight touch and you taking me there. So fine and it just ain't fair. So beautiful and so damn rare. She's angelic and energetic, using sex as a weapon. I reckon that I confess in the body is just a blessing from God down to earth. She needs to be in the church to prove we didn't spawn from fish. The God's work hurts to see a glow, cause her body beholds secrets untold, value like platinum and gold. But she
is the key to open my mind and see the energy that radiates from the gates of heavenly bliss. I reminisce over touching a kiss while you fucking the bitch. I'm gonna make none of my mess. Never scandalous, it's unanimous. Now that you are handling lights off and candlelit rooms and glamorous. So I call you love sexual, you look edible. We parallel, snuggle up close, intellectual. In a rendezvous, wish you a rap hairdo. No makeup, but jeans, shorts, open toes. You, I wanna hold you, mold your soul. I'ma hold you, know you better than myself. Never hold you, but keep you. Never leave you, I beseech you. God's gift to man is you wearing a see-through. Riding sea dunes in Atlantic Ocean, causing commotion. Lay you down, going through the motions. Keep the skin soft, lotions got me coasting. Down pretty round, brown thighs and get a slow bloody brown with the long black hair. Teasing me with the kiss and the stare. Slight touch and you're taking me there. So fine and it just ain't fair. So beautiful and so damn rare. Yeah. Look at this agreeable delight, life. Unforgettable, so sweet, she may be edible. She needs a pedestal to step out of heaven. You ready, boo? Never hypothetical, you facts. Fuck theatrical, baby girl, because you actual. Physically, your chemistry is so mathematical. How to use academics to define your spirit. You lifted my limits, your name off on my tongue is a lyric. She's a compilation of my mind's representation of a representative. Representing an excellent revelation of time and dedication. Never impatient, she know the deal. Her stuff to me, so I can see it. Heavenly ways and heavenly gaze, and plus I know her that she has an ass for days. Okay. So as we lay, I reminisce on the day that we met. Please God, never let me forget.
So that last one was Say It from Jay Dilla. He was the one who was one of the maybe not a collaborator, but who was an inspiration for...
Yeah, for Nujabes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is, I think it's just his name backwards, Seba June. I'm not sure that's how you pronounce it.
Mm.
But yeah, Jay Dilla, he was like probably one of the most prolific producers, beat dudes, in the 90s, and he worked with, like, I don't know, a bunch of dudes, you know, I'm not, and he, like, it was really cool because he takes stuff from really old records and whatever, and I really think that these beat producers have a lot to do with video games. You remember you talking about the 8-bit music,
mm-hmm.
where these guys had like very limited amount of stuff to work with and memory or something, so they can only mm-hmm. use like the boop boop boop
yep.
boop and, yeah. So these guys, like these dudes from these really poor areas, like they don't have a lifetime to take music lessons or mm-hmm. learn piano or, you know,
all the equipment at their fingertips,
right? So you just have like this
great
little computer
programming. Yeah,
yeah, they don't have anything. So what they have though is the CDs that they can get, and they can like clip and do all this super cool stuff and do these amazing feats that are using other people's music. Okay.
So for the show, we're also going to be incorporating some video game music that we feel fits really well with the theme for today. So up next, we're going to have a clip from Sonic Adventure 2, which you might not think is going to go into this, you know, really beautiful, nice, chill out beat music, but you might be surprised. To the Arcade Radio Show. So, Julia, that was the ending theme song from Samurai Champloo, is that right?
Yes, featuring Min-Me? I don't know. We'll play a song with just her later. She's weird. But we wanted to give a quick shout-out to our caller. Thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah.
Here's your Parappa the Rapper.
Parappa the Rapper. B-I-G or Bic?
Bic.
Yeah. You wanna be big? You wanna grow big. Revolutions all the time. People changing the world with crime, with violence and anger, hunger, whatever. I find that ridiculous, if not meticulous. I do my best to guard my own premises. What's your name? What's your name, fool?
What's my name? What's my name, fool?
What's that sound? Who that be, huh?
What's that sound? Who that be?
Where you come from? Where you come from?
Where I come from? Where I come from?
You think you're big? You think you're big, kid?
I think I'm big. I think I'm big, kid.
Is your desire to grow back again?
It's my desire to grow back again.
You came to the right place. I'll make you big.
I came to the right place. You'll make me big.
Now. What's this? A trick with a twist. Somebody do something, call somebody and make it quick. I'm sorry, I lied. Just wanted to guide everybody through this and go with a ride. Pull the lever or whatever, right now, right now.
Pull the lever or whatever, right now, right now.
Better make it quick, hey, hey, look down.
Better make it quick, hey, hey, look down.
Get me out of this and now push the button.
Get you out of this and now push the button.
Come on, I'm big all of a sudden.
Come on, you're big all of a sudden.
What's going on? I'm really scared.
What's going on? What's
sleeping, dreaming.
Better believe it, my mind is like a demon.
Better believe it, your mind is like a demon.
I'm Lord, everybody knows my name.
You are the Lord, everybody knows your name.
I got it all, cash, money, and fame.
You got it all, cash, money, and fame.
Now back to business, you wanna grow big, right?
Now back to business, I wanna grow big, right?
Let's not waste no time, here we go, alright?
Let's not waste no time, here we go, alright?
Now.
Master that guarantees the seas. The final block coming, no denying. So beware, but let me tell you, son, I'm scared. It'll never happen again, I promise, I promise.
It'll never happen again, you promise, you promise.
I'll do anything, a hug, a kiss.
You'll do anything, a hug, a kiss.
I don't know what to do, it's all because of you.
You don't know what to do, it's all because of me.
My charm too.
You enjoy your size, your charm too.
Put me back, son, come on, I gotta go.
Put you back, son, come on, you gotta go.
Or I'm gonna miss my favorite TV show.
Or you're gonna miss your favorite TV show.
Hey, you're pretty mature than I thought. Good going.
Thanks, but you're still bigger than your normal size.
You're right. Me.
With video games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package. But there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to ESRB.org.
Thank you.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show.
Put some cream on those beats.
They feel refreshing.
Oh, wait, I think I got it backwards. Something about cream.
We made a great joke off air.
And then we immediately forgot it.
In the moment. We're not.
Yeah. Okay. Salve!
So, the last song that we played was from Bayonetta. It's called End Zone Drive, and the entire Bayonetta soundtrack is very jazzy, and it definitely fit with our kind of easy listening background beat music today.
Definitely. It was a good pick.
And up next, so we have another artist who, how would you describe them?
The reason I know about her is because she did a collaboration with Nujabes, who was on the Samurai Champloo list. So I looked her up. She is a Japanese pop artist. She is weird.
How weird are we talking?
Like white girls go to Jamaica and get their hair braided weird, you know?
Like Garangoku girl kind of.
What's that?
It's like a type of fashion in Japan where girls have really tan skin and
yes.
sort of are kind of enamored with sort like Black American culture.
Oh, then yeah, totally.
Yeah. She's like that.
She's cool. So she's actually the first soca artist to come out of Japan, and I did not know what soca was, so I just looked it up. Hooray, Wi-Fi. Soca is like calypso Caribbean music. Mento or not something mento, I think is another version of it. Yeah, so she does a lot of really cool stuff, but if you look her up on YouTube, there's no like official version of her song. I couldn't really find any. They're all her sitting in a karaoke room singing. Yeah, I don't know what that's about. Maybe that's like I don't know. Maybe she's got a really strict record dealer or something. I don't really know. But so, funny story about Mini Me. This record she came out with while she was working with Shona no Kaze, which is a Japanese boy band that does reggae.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. And she, while in Jamaica, she met them and she married one of the guys. And they had a shotgun wedding and she made this song. So that's pretty interesting. And the best part about this all is I'm thinking, while I'm making fun of her, she... I bet $500 right now, which will be worth a lot more later. It's going to be huge in Japan. It's going to be huge here. And it's going to be like, because that's what it's all about, man. Hip hop and video games and 8-bit and all that. Everyone's like, why? It's dumb, idiot. And now I'm going to be shoving everything in my mouth later. So you go, girl. You weird, weird girl. I don't know.
hurricane on the highs and lows. Yeah, we can take it all back to the register and start all over from the canister. Let's break it all down into pieces of bright moments to pass by like a meteorite.
So that last song was also from New Jaw Bass?
Yes, Mode Life. He did a lot of collaboration with the Shingo guy. He was also, the Shingo the rapper, he was on the that song we played earlier in the anime one. So this is just like his, for funsies, collaboration.
So we also have... The next song coming up is Aquarela de Brazil.
Aquarela do Brazil.
Do Brazil.
Yeah, so this is actually a fun song. It seems like it's out of nowhere, but I picked it because New Jaw Bass really, really like to use samba and old Brazilian music from like the 30s and 40s, right? And so Aquarela do Brazil, it was written like in the rain at some guy's house. Ari Barroso was like one of the three main guys. I don't know, imagine like Tommy Dorsey or one of those like 1940s, those big band dudes. Yeah,
I'm just gonna nod my head. I have no idea.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so I mean, he's like one of the songwriters, like one of the main songwriters, right? And everyone's like, oh, let's do a million versions of the song. You still hear it, and the song actually totally flopped. And well, that was kind of it until Disney decided to feature it in one of their cartoons movies that they set out. Yeah, so. The funny thing behind it is, I think the movie was called, what was it? Was it The Three Birds? Do you have it over there? I can't remember. I know I told you like a second ago. But yeah, I think it's like 1938 when they came out with the movie. Saludos Amigos.
Yes, that's
like,
it.
Yep. Hello Friends, right? So you have, and they had like one bird, they had a parrot from Mexico, they had a cockatoo from Brazil, and then they had somebody else from Argentina. And Mickey... and Goofy and Donald Duck went to all three countries. And it's a random movie. It came out of nowhere because they thought that the American government was getting kind of nervous about Nazi sympathizers being in these Latin American countries.
This was because the song and the movie were both released around 1941.
Yes.
So about, what was that, one year before World War II?
Yeah, before the United States entered. Yeah. So, now we do know that, I guess, suppose that they were, because a lot of... Nazis ended up escaping to Brazil and Argentina following the war, from what I remember. I do know that because my last name is Ratzlaff, and I am the only one on the East Coast, last name Ratzlaff, and there's a bunch in Nebraska, a ton in the Ukraine, and then a bajillion in Brazil. And I was like, well, that's weird. Wonder what that's about. Hopefully, not what
Fingers
I think.
Crossed.
Yeah, hopefully. But... there's that. So, what was it? Oh, yeah, yeah. So, right. This movie's really good. It's really cute, and I'm sure racist. I'm sure. I haven't seen it in, like, 20 years, but I remember liking it. And the Aquarela do Brazil becomes a very famous song, but they do make fun of it because it is repetitive. So, the first line is, O meu Brasil Brasileiro, which is like, Oh my Brazilian Brazil. You know, the sunshiny sunshine. And it's just like, it's probably not very well written, but
perfect for Disney cartoon where they can emphasize it.
And I don't know, how come, where are the cartoons in modern military tactics? Like, right? Where's the Disney?
The modern day propaganda.
Right? Like, why aren't we sending over dumb, like, Pixar movies to the troops in Crimea and... Fallujah. Yeah. Oh, my Brazilian Brazil.
Brasil, é o Brasil brasileiro, é o mulato insoneiro, vou cantar-te nos meus versos. O Brasil samba que dá bamboleio, que faz ginga, o Brasil do meu amor, terra de Nosso Senhor. Brasil, pra mim, pra mim. Oh, esse coqueiro que dá coco, oi, onde amarro a minha rede, nas noites claras de luar, Brasil.
Duck had a little ending to that one.
That segment is Donald Duck in Brazil, and he ends up drinking a lot of cachaça, I guess, in the Brazilian caricature bird. So offensive.
All right, so let's do one more song for the evening.
Okay.
Let's end. So this is DJ Sorama, do you know?
DJ Sorama, yeah. So there's like, after Nujabes died in a car accident.
Oh.
One night after leaving the studio, very young. And so a lot of young artists came together under this, these dudes, I don't know, some record company in New York. I never heard of them. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But on Bandcamp, and they just collected a bunch of songs that people made in sympathy of Nujabes that were like replicating his atmospheric
type of
style.
Music,
yeah. So this song is one guy's tribute to him.
Which is a great way to end the show for today.
Yeah. And
as our feature artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then rest in beats, Nujabes. Mm. Rest in beats.
thank you for listening to the Arcade Radio Show today. We will be back next week.
With an extra hour.
Yes. So up next, we have Alex from the Desperate Hours.
Mm-hmm.
We will be with you for the next 2 hours.
Yep.
Playing you hit songs from the 50s, rockabilly, anything and everything, punk. Really cool stuff. Yeah. So stick around.
Yeah.
And anything we want to end on for our feature today or...
Calls are always welcome, and we will always play suggestions. And I am so nauseous today.
All right, good ending.
Gonna have fun.
Oh yeah.
If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the program.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.